Howdy, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 501, Comparison Kills Joy. How are you folks doing? It's been a great week. Trust you're out there with the birds, physically, not mentally, of course. Enjoying spring, and the spring colors and all the activity. We're up in North Dakota, just finished absolutely brilliant time with our air-to-air photo clinics with my dear friends at the Dakota Territory Air Museum. I had four really just marvelous folks with us. They got to photograph some amazing aircraft. They were up with Bonnie the P-47 and the Hurricane, two great classic World War II warbirds on a gorgeous morning and a really long extended flight. It was simply just brilliant. I hope you enjoyed the same. This episode of the Moose Podcast, well, it's a little bit different this time. For some reason, I am having technical difficulties getting it recorded through Adobe Podcast Beta. Doesn't want to seem to recognize my microphone this time. I haven't figured out what the change is. So, doing a recording, and then I'm going to use Adobe Podcast Beta to clean up the recording. So hopefully it all works out. That's the plan, at least. You can, of course, go to moosepearson.com to the blog post for the podcast. Hear the podcast. See a photograph from this marvelous weekend, which, of course, was on the tail of an incredible time in Ecuador. And on the same page, you can look at the transcript, as well as a link to my new book, which now I come think about it, I didn't look up that information. I have to go find that and make sure I link it. Anyway, sorry, a little scatterbrain. You know, these 3 o'clock mornings, whoo, they get to you. But remember, you can head to any one of your favorite places, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, hear the podcast, read the transcript. And of course, you go to Spotify or to YouTube. You can leave a comment. I do read them and answer them. And I am grateful for all that correspondence. So thank you ever so much. When it comes to news, the only thing I'm aware of, and I'm not really tuned in because I've been on the road so much, is Nikon did put an announcement out for their 120-300 2.8 TC. What a great lens. I mean, I've already seen some photos from it, and wow. No, I don't plan on getting it. Doesn't really fit into my photography style, but I can't wait to try it out because it looks like a gorgeous lens. Hey, if you guys have been out there reading books and you've got a great title for me, I'd be really grateful to hear from you. I'm kind of in between books at the moment. That happens between travels and all that good stuff. I'd be very grateful to hear what you might be reading that you enjoy. I'm saying that as I go and look to see. I put the book down about 2 days ago, and for whatever reason, I can't for the life of me remember the title. And it's driving me nuts. The book that I just finished that was really good. So I'm trying to, as I speak into the old recorder here, find the actual book. Oh, there it is. It is Savage Skies, Emerald Hill. What a title. Yeah, Savage Skies, Emerald Hill. Oh, boy. Savage Skies, Emerald Hill. H-E-L-L. It's a U.S., Australia, Japan, and the ferocious air battle for New Guinea in World War II by Jay Stout. It's a really good book. Since I was going to be spending time with Bonnie, a P-47 that actually was recovered from Papua New Guinea from World War II, is an actual World War II fighter, I thought I would go and want to do a little brush up. And this is an amazing book, a story of personalities, innovation. It's a real page burner. really a great book that I really recommend. So if you've got a book that you'd like to recommend, hey, send it my way. I'd love to hear about it. Want to thank my good friend in Bedford, bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. You know, those folks, they do so much for us. It's I could do a podcast just on them. They've got their PhotoCon coming up. They had a whole lot of great Mother Day's specials, which I hope you got to take advantage of. I mean, what better excuse do you need to buy new camera gear than to buy it for your beautiful spouse and say, Happy Mother's Day. And of course, if you happen to use it afterwards, well, that's okay. And Bedford's is there to help you make that happen. Or gift certificate. Or, hey, a trip to one of their 7 stores. Or a trip to their website. Great people. Great pricing. Amazing inventory. That's my good friends at Bedford's, bedfords.com. And remember, tell them you heard about them on the Moose Podcast. You'll find when you check out, you're going to see a little extra coming back your way. That's because of the good friends at Bedford's, bedfords.com. Comparison kills joy. I love hanging with pilots. They, as they fly around above the earth and look down, they seem to spend a lot of time pondering things. Because there is, you know, at a point where, you know, you're flying along, and I would assume, I'm not a pilot, that there are times where, you know, it's calm air, the autopilot might be going engaged, and you've done the route many times, so you just think about things. So we're in the hangar, and they're talking about a couple people they knew. One of them has a steerman, which is a biplane World War II trainer. And their other friend has a T-6, another World War II trainer. Now, one is it's technically the AT-6 advanced trainer, where the PT-17 is a primary trainer. So in other words, T-6 is faster, retractable land gear, has a lot of more advanced things, especially speed, over the steerman. So these folks are talking about their two friends who, who've got these two aircraft, both great aircraft. But the pilot owner of the steerman was comparing his steerman to the T-6, and in his mind, it kind of was not the same. And hence, they said, comparison kills joy. You think about it, right? A steerman, that's a great plane. I mean, it's a really great plane. So it's not a T-6. Even if you might want the T-6, you've got already an amazing aircraft in the PT-17 steerman. Now, that was said prior to the folks showing up to my air-to-air photo clinic here in at the Dakota Terra Air Museum. And I was then listening to photographers. And what were they doing? What do photographers love to do? Compare. They're always, right? We're always comparing apples to oranges. Yeah, that sometimes. Are we comparing, you know, that I've got this lens, you got that lens, and, you know, maybe perhaps lusting over somebody else's when what we've got already is really a gem. And that just got me to thinking, you know, it's a human trait, this comparing things, but sometimes we lose the fact that what we've got is pretty darn good already. We're pretty fortunate. I mean, we're really fortunate, incredibly fortunate. And perhaps that's something we should be celebrating more than comparing what we have or what we think we don't have, okay? And then going for that, what we think we should have and don't have. Now, we can take this another step, which really was pertinent, and that is the photograph, the end product. I have moments when I'm kind of lucky behind the camera, and folks see my images, and they go, oh, mine don't even compare to yours. I've heard that so many times. Mine don't even compare to yours. And the thing I heard this last weekend is, well, you know, you've got all this time doing this air-to-air and aviation stuff, all these contacts, and in comparison, I've got nothing so far. And it's like, you need to understand that there was a time, not that long ago, when I didn't have any of those things. I was just another new photographer, just like you might be or others are. I mean, that's just, it's the process. Yeah. People need to realize that you're kind of looking at the broken in moose of version of moose, which of course isn't really that broken in, but it's more broken in than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. And in that comparison, you kind of take the joy out of what you've already accomplished this far with your photography. And that's important to understand that you've gone only this far. That means you have what? A whole lot more to go. So do I. I mean, it's, that's part of the fun of it all. And I was kind of, well, let's just say I'm lucky. I'm not looking in the mirror at a black eye. And why? No, not because I offended someone or did something stupid, which of course does happen way too often. No, I actually did a photo mission with some of the roughest skies that, I mean, even the pilots said that's the roughest skies they'd ever had attempted an air-to-air photo mission. We had a 30-knot wind that was just pushing us around, and there was two real big elevator bumps, and that camera went smacking me right in the left eye. And, oh, man, that C9 smarted. Well, I only know about that because I'm comparing it to other missions where we had nice smooth air. And that kind of comparison, right, is one you can grow by, right? From the bad to worse. We're going to get down to what you might be already guessing. Yeah, your own photography, the actual photographs, where that comparison really can kill joy. You know what I'm talking about. You probably have a photograph from the past. Probably a really nice click. Probably one that you think is very special, as it is. And in that process, you then kind of compare it to other images that either aren't as special or maybe more special. And in that comparison, that original image that you had affection for kind of loses its sparkle. Its polish gets worn off. And perhaps that shouldn't be the case at all. You know, comparison does kill joy. And that joy is such an important part of the photographic process. You have to find joy in what it is you're doing every time you do it, no matter the circumstances, no matter the scenario. I mean, that is part of the photographic process, is enjoying that process. Whether you have turbulence that beats the bejiggers out of you, or you have smooth air, either case, there's always going to be that one little piece of joy that if you don't get into that comparison mode, you can embrace, you can hold on to, and that you can then what? You can grow your photography. And that's the whole goal. So keep in mind that comparison, okay, is one way of measuring, you know, things that are better or worse. It's also one way in which you can control and grow your photography. If you do it with some measure and some true, you know, head thinking, not heart feeling, as you move that ball forward. Because, I mean, I'm here to tell you, you know, there are times where comparison can kill joy. Well, you folks have an absolute marvelous week. Thanks for tuning in. I hope this recording isn't too bad. I have a week to figure out this technical problem. I'll be back again next week. In the meantime, go out there and make every click your story.